Brian House, we're speaking here on the record with State Representative Hannah Kelly. She's a Republican from Mountain Grove. Her district is basically right in Webster counties. And in Wright County, as most of our listeners know by now, there is major damage to Hartville's only grocery store, and that is the Town and Country Supermarket. It, folks, is essentially destroyed. You've seen some of the pictures by now of Representative Kelly and businessman John Harmon, the pictures that are out there. Representative Kelly, kind enough to give us a few minutes this evening to talk about it. Representative Kelly, that the store, I mean, it's basically destroyed, and cars in the lot destroyed with it.
Yes, it was shocking to all of us. As you just mentioned, it's our only grocery store, and lots of folks employed there. And I guess when the storm was hitting, the manager, of course, was quick on his feet and got everybody into the freezer, from what I've been told. And because of that, they were able to see no loss of life. And so I guess all of these surrounding volunteer firefighter departments have been dispatched over there to help with cleanup. Of course, you know, you rural area, so I've got farms scattered. You know, you may not see a neighbor for 3 miles. So there can be damage in places that folks don't immediately get to. So they're kind of, you know, everybody's kind of team tagging it and going out and checking on everybody. I was out to check on my aunt a while ago, who lives back on a dirt road, and one of our deputies was out there making sure that everybody on that road was okay. You know, so it's just awesome, as always, to see a community come together. And I just got off the phone with the sheriff a while ago, and they had had hot food delivered to the central point for all of the emergency workers. And I'm getting ready to go grab some stuff and take over there as well. And everybody's coming together. So
that is fantastic. It's so good to hear about people coming together again. Small town Missouri, which you've lived in your whole life, and I've been around. I mean, it's not surprising. I do want to go back to your point about the manager at the grocery store, how he may have saved lives by getting everybody, as you understand it, into a freezer to protect them. That's huge, because there was no injuries in the incident.
Exactly. And just adjacent, just a little ways down the road, is the courthouse for my county seat. And the same thing happened there. They were quick thinking, got everybody down into the basement of the courthouse. We are currently in the middle of constructing a new jail. And you can, from what I've been told, and I'll get ready to witness personally here in a minute, but that there's a lot of debris all around the courthouse, you know, from the storm and from what we presume to be a tornado. All of the fences, the construction fences, are all wiped out and everything, but everybody was safe there as well.
That's amazing. And that's excellent information as well. Terrible, but a lot of debris, as you describe it, around the courthouse in fences blown down as well. Do you know who delivered the hot food? And I assume restaurants or people to the first responders?
I don't. I wish I did, because I want to be sure and give him a special shout out. But the sheriff just told me, he said they just brought in hot chili and spaghetti.
Oh, that's great.
There is
great.
A local restaurant cafe there in town that I'm betting had something to do with it. But sounds like that everybody's, you know, really getting things going. And I noticed, like I said, that these local volunteer firefighter departments that are such a huge part of our area down here are already coming and making sure that they pitch in and do whatever needs to be done.
Representative Kelly, final question. I know you're very busy. I appreciate it. And you've got a run to go across your district here and look at damage. But I do want to get a quick comment from you about the importance of this grocery store. One grocery store in this town, a lot of elderly people. Some of them have children. You know,
yes.
There's children and stuff. How crucial is this grocery store? It's got to be huge in that community.
It's very crucial. The only other outlet for purchasing along those lines is the Dollar General, which, as we all know, has some food items, but not your full gamut of what a grocery store has at all. And so basically you have a community that is what we might call a rural pocket community. You've got to drive 45 minutes to Lebanon. You've got to drive probably at least 30, 45 minutes to Mountain Grove to get to a Walmart, and if transportation is an issue, which it oftentimes is in our rural communities, that's an added burden as well on the individuals, much less to think about the folks who are employed there with the grocery store, you know, and their jobs I'm sure, you know, the employers, we have phenomenal employers who I'm sure will take care of their employees, but still it's, you know, it throws everything up in the air for everybody.
Representative Kelly, is there anything you would like to add about the tornadoes, about all the help that's going on in the community tonight? And again, I should stress, apparent tornadoes, the survey teams will be going out in the morning, but certainly they are apparent at this time. Anything you'd like to add about any of it, feel free.
Thank you so much, Brian. You know, I would just say that first and foremost that y'all would be praying for our area, that your thoughts and prayers are highly valued. And I noticed while ago I had colleagues already reaching out saying, hey, what can we do to help? You know, and so hopefully I'll have better answers to those questions after I've been able to visit with folks directly in town once I get to Hartville, and have a better understanding once we get through the next couple days how everybody can pitch in and help. But one thing I've learned is not to be afraid to ask. So, you know, once I have an answer to that question, rest assured, ask the folks that I think can help my people. And I thank you, everyone, in advance for when that time comes, what we're able to get done.
And if the governor wants to come down there, you welcome him to your district.
Always. You know, he long before he became governor, he came down to my district many times, and he knows my people very well, and we would always love to have the governor come down and visit and see the folks impacted for sure.